It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Tamara Gray with the Price City Desert Wave Pool. We've got a spook and swim coming up, but you know what? It's going to be kind of somewhat of an inconvenience, maybe not necessarily, but it's going to be exciting when it's all done, and we now know when they're going to start working on that indoor pool. Tamara, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Let's dive in and let's talk about your Spook and Swim event first. Let's talk about that first.
Yes. So we will be having our Spook and Swim. It'll be the 27th, 28th, and 29th. We did talk back before about our two options. We have a soak-in horror or dry as a skeleton. So if you want to get wet through the Spook Alley, then you can pick that option or the other option. If you don't want to go to the Spook Alley, you just want to swim, you can go out to the wave pool. It's going to be open for swimming, and then we have our spooky boat ride in the indoor pool. It's $4. If you pay for admission, it's included with admission. So there's that as well.
And you know, we talk about this when you come in to talk about these all the time. My kids loved this one, and they really especially enjoyed the spooky boat ride. So if you've got young kids, and you know what, head on over there, take them down there, let them kind of get it out of their system, so to speak, at the wave pool. And you know what, and then spend the day there, and you know, got great food at the snack bar, everything, and they'll just take care of them for the first, you know, for those 3 days. If your kid wants to go, take them on down there and have fun,
yeah.
Right?
And we'll be open all day. Now, the Spook Alley will go from 6 to 9 because we have to have it dark. So the Spook Alley will go from 6 to 9 p.m. on Thursday and then 6 p.m. to 10:30 on Friday and Saturday. So the wave pool will be open. We're going to extend the hours, so it'll be open later. And then we'll have the Spook Alley that'll start a little later, but the wave pool will be open from noon to those times each day.
So head on down. Take them down there. Let them have a lot of fun that day, because it is. It's just a good time. And the other great part about it is you're not doing it on Halloween. So it's not going to interfere with trick-or-treating at all.
We decided, you know, we tried it on Halloween a couple times and, you know, kids are busy. So we thought, let's do it a few days before. And it's a unique Spook Alley. So you can come and check it out.
Get on down there for that. Now, let's talk about this. We've been kind of saying, I don't want to talk about that yet. I don't want to talk about that yet. But now we can.
We can.
We have a start date for the indoor pool, and when is it going to be?
October 31st, so Halloween day. It will be closed until further notice, until we get it all done, but I'm really excited. We're finally getting it renovated and started.
And, you know, I asked you before we came on the air, there will be noticeable changes with this when
definitely.
It's done. So
let's
talk about some of the things that you guys are going to be doing in there.
Yes, so we're going to be doing some painting. The pool itself will be renovated. It'll be a new Mirtha stainless steel pool. It'll have the panels. The gutter system will be different. But yes, it will be noticeably different.
It'll be noticeably different. But the one negative from all this is that Carbon will not be having any home meets this year because of that.
Yes, no, there will. They're still working out. They're still going to compete. Just we don't have any home meets scheduled, because we will still have our wave pool that will be open, and all of the activities will be held out there.
And you said that you would talk to Coach Chamberlain, and she was like, nope, let's just get it done.
Yes,
let's get it,
she did. We worked it out because we were going to try and avoid doing it over the season, but the pool needs a lot of TLC. So she said, nope, we'll do our workouts and everything out there and schedule home meets next year, because we're going to have a nice, beautiful, ready-to-go pool.
Hopefully even maybe have another region championship tournament there.
Yes, let's hope so. Fingers crossed.
Because those are a lot of fun.
They're really fun to watch. They're exciting.
It is. So once again, you know, you were talking about the fact that there are so many things that are scheduled at that indoor pool.
Yes.
But you're not going to drop any of those. You've got some other things, and you're going to move the schedule around a little bit.
Yes.
Where can people go to find that?
We'll be posting it on our Facebook page, and you can also call as well. But we'll try and keep you updated with the schedule changes, times. We will still have open swim. We still will run swim lessons, our water aerobics class, lap swim. We will still have all of our activities. They just might fluctuate with the times a little bit. So we're still working through a few options, but give us a call and we'll keep you posted.
And I think the other thing too that people need to realize as well is, you can still rent the wave pool for parties and things like that.
Oh,
as well.
definitely. Yes, you can rent it out exclusively for your group, or you can schedule birthday parties. We're still going to have birthday parties. We're still going to be open during when there's no school. We'll be open all day. And everything like that will just be the wave pool.
So just make sure you check their Facebook page and find the schedule and find what you want to do in that. Or if not, you can always give them a call. What's the number?
637-SWIM.
It's the easiest number to remember in the phone book. Tamara, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us today about all the goings-on down there. Get out there for the big Spook and Swim coming up all next weekend. And get ready for a new indoor pool coming soon to a community near you.
Very excited, yes.
Thank you once again.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.